Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Migration from Jeremiah 8:7. Even the stork in the sky knows her appointed seasons, and the dove, swift and thrush, observe their time of migration. Good morning, children. Today is a new day, and we are going to talk about migration. Migration is a seasonal movement of animals from one region to another. On the top of Grandfather Mountain, here in Avery County, at this time of year, volunteers are using binoculars, special glasses, to watch for hawks, eagles, and other raptors as they fly from North America and Canada all the way to the south, some even to the south end of South America. That is many miles and can take days and weeks. On top of Grandfather Mountain, on a good day during migration, many types of birds are viewed. Officials count identifies birds called raptors, which are a group of birds who catch their prey for food. It is so exciting to watch the birds as they fly south between McRae's Peak and Sugar Mountain. Many times they are so high in the sky you cannot see them without binoculars or spotting scopes. Another animal that migrates is an elk. It is an animal bigger than a deer and has huge antlers. God made elk in the fall bugle loudly to let the other bulls know he is in the area. Grandfather Mountain has three bulls in the animal habitat area. Even though Avery County has Banner Elk, Elk Park, Elk River, Elk Falls, there are no wild elk left here. But many did live here and migrated in and out of the high mountains of this area. Monarch butterflies are another migrating animal. They migrate to southern Mexico every year. Stop by the butterfly garden by the fudge shop on Grandfather Mountain from the end of September until the middle of October, and you might help butterflies be caught and tagged for migration purposes. Thank you, God, for migration. Thank you for raptors, elk, monarchs, and other animals who you put on a path of movement 2 times per year. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.